back on the road.
Return of the 90s.
Ring a ding a ding bell.
Rich wins the quiz.
Bloody hell, this is went on.
Moist and peaty.
Three topics, a quiz, and have you seen it?
Stephen, Luke, and Rich.
Now then, thanks for joining us. This is the VHBBB podcast with me, Van Hemmo, and the Babbling Bell Brothers.
Hang on a sec, mate.
You interrupted me.
Yeah, I've got something for us this week, a special little treat.
Oh.
Right.
Pod treats. Mm.
And before I tell you what it is, I need to sort of spin a little bit of a yarn.
Okay.
So last night, I was putting Harry B to bed, and I got an email from Google, and they'd give me login to start using Bard.
Bard? Oh, the Google AI.
So this is Google's AI. So me and Harry were knobbing around with it last night, and we were like, I said to it, give me a description of my new lemon drizzle cake. It bloody not only give me a description saying it's tasty as and all this stuff, it give me the fucking cooking instructions on how to make
it. And the recipe, as if you could just print it straight into a book.
Yeah, it was bloody mental. And then me and Harry did Lord of the Rings fan fiction, first paragraph of a Lord of the Rings fan fiction book.
Well, you said like Frodo decided to eat the ring.
No, I just said, give me the first paragraph of a Lord of the Rings fan fiction. Ooh. And then it just wrote me, Sauron's dead, the ring's gone, Frodo goes back to Bag End, it's all on fire, a new chapter in Frodo's life starts.
Did you say write me the rest? Keep going.
Yeah. Right. So then I said, okay, write me the voiceover for Star Wars Episode 23, right. The trailer.
Bloody hell.
Right? It gives me descriptions of what's happening on screen, then voiceover, dialogue. And I was like, this is mental.
What, in what sort of voice?
No, as in like it wrote out what the voice would say.
Like the great-great-grandfather of great-granddaughter of Luke.
On screen, a spaceship is being chased by a TIE fighter through a misty cloud. Narrator says, a long time ago in a galaxy long forgotten.
Bloody hell. Long forgotten.
And like, yeah, because it's like episode 23 in it. I was like, bloody hell, this is mental, right? And I'm like, me and Harry laughing. I say goodnight. I'm laid in bed, mate. And then it suddenly hits me.
Hello, Rich. This is the AI talking.
So I then typed it. I thought, maybe I could be a bit more descriptive. Maybe I could be a bit more specific with what I wanted.
Can I just check? Is this is your first sort of worded AI? You didn't go worded with ChatGPT, did you?
No.
Okay.
And the thing that has impressed me, I've since like had a little dabble in some others just to see how good Google's is. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
Ooh.
Just because it is Google, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, I'm going to get really specific. So I wrote, write me a script for a podcast episode titled Van Hemmo and the Babbling Bell Brothers with three hosts, Stephen, Luke and Rich. The episode should start with the very specific words, now then, welcome to the VHBB podcast with me, Van Hemmo, and the Babbling Bell Brothers, Luke and Rich. It should include three topics, a quiz and end sequence titled Have You Seen It? I pressed enter. It took a little bit longer, 30 seconds, and it has sent me the entire episode of today's podcast. I want us to just, I've not looked at it any more than to check that it actually did it.
So you're going
to
send us the script?
I'm going to send us a script, and I think we should just do our first ever AI generated episode.
Holly is our best ever.
Holly has read it to make sure that it is
suitable.
Something. Yes.
Yeah.
She said it is fucking hilarious.
If they talk about socks and crisps and
so I'm gonna send it. It's got like I can see it says scene at the beginning. It's got a little bit introducing.
Wow.
And then it goes into Stephen. It has done exactly as I asked. So if I send you in WhatsApp.
I bet you could have said to it, highlight all of Stephen's lines in green, and then so I can see it better on mine.
So I've sent you a doc. Can everyone open it? Just .x file.
Yep, I'm in.
Right, try not to like read too far down because I want a sort of genuine reaction as we go through it. I think if we can like be as legit with it as possible, I think it'd just be interesting to see.
Okay, let me just get it up on my screen rather than on my phone.
Yeah. When I pressed it and I came up and it just said, Steve Ann, welcome to VH, I was like, oh my God.
All right, I'll do my best impression of myself. So we're starting the podcast again.
Yeah. So obviously once we're done, I think let's like chat about what it was, what it made.
Did you say how long it should last?
No, I did not.
Okay.
It's probably only like 10 minutes or something, but it's just interesting to see where it goes. Apparently it has got a quiz, so let's go for it.
Okay. Welcome to the VHBBB podcast with me, Van Hemmo, and the Babbling Bell brothers, Luke and Rich.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So what have you guys been up to?
Not much, just working, watching movies, playing games.
The usual.
Well, today we're going to be talking about a few different things. First, we're going to have a quiz for Luke and Rich to take part in, and then we'll have a final chapter called Have You Seen It?, where we talk about what we've watched recently from popular culture.
Sounds good.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get started. So, what do we have on the agenda today?
Well, we've been getting a lot of questions about our new album, so we thought we'd take some time to answer some of them.
Yeah, we've also got a few updates on our up-and-coming tour.
Sounds good, let's get started.
So, our new album, called The Babbling Bell Brothers, is our first album in a few years, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, we've been working really hard on it, and we think it's our best work yet.
Well, I've heard it, and it's definitely your best work yet. It's a great mix of pop, rock, and electronic music.
We're really happy about it and how it's turned out.
Yeah, we're really excited to share it with our fans.
So what's the inspiration behind the album?
Well, we've been through a lot in the past few years, and we wanted to write an album that reflected that.
Yeah, there's a lot of personal stuff on the album, but we also wanted to write some fun, upbeat songs.
Well, I think you've struck a really good balance. The album's both personal and fun.
We're really happy about how it's turned out.
Yeah, and we can't wait to share it with our fans.
So, what's next for the Babbling Bell Brothers?
Well, we're going to be touring the album for the next couple of months.
Yeah, and we're really excited to get back on the road and play these songs for our fans.
I'm sure your fans are going to be so excited to see you.
Thanks, Stephen. We can't wait to see him.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
Right. Well, I've got a simple quiz. I'm going to ask you 10 questions about everyday life. And if you get all 10 questions right, you win a prize.
What kind of prize?
A signed copy of my new book.
Oh, that's a great prize.
I thought so, yeah. Have you got buzzers? Okay, so you're ready to play, yeah?
Sure I am.
Me too.
Okay, here's the first question. What is the most common everyday task?
I don't know.
Maybe it's brushing your teeth.
Yeah, that's correct. Ding, ding.
Oh, I got one right.
Me too.
Here's the second question. What is the most common everyday food?
I don't know.
Maybe it's bread.
That's correct. Ding, ding.
Oh, I got two right.
Hey, this quiz is rigged.
Here's the third question. What is the most common everyday animal?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a dog?
That's correct.
Oh, I've got three right. I like that it keeps saying LB says me too.
Me too.
So what do you guys think is the most mundane thing about everyday life?
That's a tough one. I guess for me, it's probably commuting.
Yeah, I'd agree, man. It's such a waste of time.
But even though it's mundane, there can still be some fun to have. Like, you can use that time to listen to podcasts, or read a book, or just relax and decompress.
That's true, and sometimes even the smallest of things can make a day a little bit brighter.
Like what?
Well, for example, today I was walking down the street and I saw a little girl playing with a balloon, and it just made me smile.
Ah, that's nice.
So even though everyday life can be mundane, there's still plenty of fun to be had. You just gotta look for it.
And now it's time for our quiz.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so here's how it works. I'm going to ask you a series of questions and you have to buzz in to answer.
Got it.
Ready when you are.
Okay, first question. What is the name of the podcast that you're on right now?
Van Hemmo and the Babbling Bell Brothers with Steve-Ann, Luke and Rich.
Correct.
Woohoo!
Okay, next question. What is the name of the three hosts of this podcast?
Steve-Ann, Luke and Rich.
Correct.
I'm on fire.
Right. We're done with all the quizzes now. It's time for a topic. Topic one, the future of work. So, guys, what do you think the future of work is going to look like?
So, I think it's going to be a lot more remote work with the pandemic. We've seen that a lot of people can be just as productive working from home as they can in the office.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to see a lot more people working from home. And I think we're also going to see a lot more people starting up their own businesses.
Doesn't care what I think. Topic two, the metaverse. What do you guys think about the metaverse?
I think it's going to be huge. It's going to be the next big thing in technology.
I agree. I think the metaverse is going to change the way we live, work, and play.
Topic three, AI. What do you guys think about AI?
I think it's going to be a big part of our future. It's going to change the way we do everything.
I agree. I think AI is going to be a huge part of our future, and I think it's going to be a big positive thing.
Mm. Topic one. In this episode, we'll be talking about the latest news in the world of technology, including the new iPhone 13, the release of Windows 11, and the growing popularity of electric vehicles. Topic two, we'll also be discussing the latest trends in the world of fashion, including the return of the 90s, the rise of athleisure, and the growing popularity of sustainable clothing. Topic three, finally, we'll be taking a look at some of the latest movies and TV shows that are worth watching. We'll be discussing the new season of Succession, the latest James Bond movie, and the new Netflix series, Squid Game. AI's out of date. Quiz.
Yeah, innit?
Quiz. Now it's time for a quiz. Luke and Rich, are you ready?
Sure am, I'm ready.
Me too.
It's really lifelike we have this many quizzes. Okay, so here's the first question. What What is the name of the new iPhone 13?
The iPhone 13?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay, next question. What is the name of the new operating system from Microsoft?
Windows 11.
Correct.
Okay, last question. What is the name of the new Netflix series that is all the rage?
Squid Game.
Correct.
Congratulations, Luke and Rich. You both got all the questions correct.
Have you seen it?
Now let's talk about what we've been watching recently. Van Hemmo, have you seen anything good recently? Yes, I've been watching the new season of Succession. It's really good.
Oh, I've heard that's a great show.
I've been watching the new James Bond movie. It was really action-packed.
Yeah, I've heard that's a great movie.
I've also been watching the new Netflix series Squid Game. It's really suspenseful.
I've heard that's a great show.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the VHBB, just two B's there, podcast.
Thanks for having us.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast of the VHBBB podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel so you never miss an episode. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to leave them below. Thanks for listening.
Bye!
Bye.
Bye. We're not actually done, pod fans.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Man. First off, that is mental.
It's mad how close it is to our bloody podcast.
I was when I scrolled and saw it just said, Luke, just working, watching movies and playing video games. It's like, I didn't tell it any of that.
Yeah, that's just what people called Luke do. Wow.
So yeah, I just thought it'd be interesting to A, talk about what the hell we've just read out, and B, just like, what are your thoughts on that as a thing? I think for me, yeah, one of the first things it's interesting is it's clever enough to write stuff, but it's not clever enough to think about what it's wrote.
Yeah, I know what you
because
mean.
Because at one point it said, it's a simple quiz. I'm going to ask you 10 questions and you only asked us 3 questions.
Yeah, and it's like, it's getting information from everywhere, copy and pasting it, trying to make a sentence out of it. But, I mean, it's bloody good. Obviously, because it's asking a script for a podcast, but then actually giving the answers to questions as well, rather than just, they weren't our real answers, by the way. It was all scripted.
I love the way you must have put, and Rich wins the quiz every round.
I didn't put that.
Oh, man, it was just like, I don't know.
I just LB like
knows.
That.
LB knows none of the answers.
I like that even though you said you don't know, every time I say I got one right, you said, me too. Like, you didn't get anything.
I've heard that's a great movie. I've heard that's a great show. I've heard that's a great show. No, what it's bloody good.
I've also been watching the show Squid Games. It's really suspenseful.
Yeah. It was. But yeah, why is it out of date? Why has it not got the latest series?
I think what's mad is that you can say script for podcast and it sort of knows the format of what a podcast is.
Definitely for saying come up with 3 topics and all the information for those topics.
Yeah.
With a built-in quiz at the end on all 3 topics and it'll do that. Yeah, so you can make a podcast, innit?
Yeah, or like at least the rough outline for one that you could go in and edit.
Yeah.
And like flesh out what our 3 topics, because it said in this podcast we're going to look at these 3 things and then we just never, it never went into detail.
Maybe you only let it run for 30 seconds. Maybe it needed to go further.
I wonder like how much more granular you could get with what you're putting into it, you know.
Oh, yeah, and you could have a little template so that every week you just change the 5 or 6 words that you need to make a new episode.
Yeah, like if we, you know, you fleshed out, we want a topic about something in technology, 5 key facts, you know, I reckon it would be bonkers what you could get out.
Well, there's loads of people, have you seen YouTube videos? People make loads of money off having videos that are just audio being read out by, you know, by bots, and it's just copy and pasted straight from Reddit. And then it's reading it out and people are paying for that shit.
That's mad.
Yeah. There's got to be something we can start using it for quickly.
Look, I'm using it every day.
Yeah? Are you still using ChatGPT? Have you upgraded?
No, I've fully moved into Notion.
Yeah. Well, but the Notion, don't you need to still upgrade to pay?
I already upgraded one.
Okay. So what's the the UI like on this new Google one?
It looks like a Google search engine.
Yeah.
The box, the normal Google box, and then just imagine that, but like the WhatsApp screen. So the Google box is at the bottom, and then your message screen where you write the stuff in's at the top. Yeah. Okay. That's where it gives you the information.
ChatGPT one's a bit like that.
Mm. But mate, it blew me away. It's like, it was the Star Wars one that was the linchpin. When I saw it, it was giving me narrator this. And then I laid in bed and I was like, no, it couldn't do that, could it? It couldn't fucking give me a podcast. And I was laid in bed writing it. And then when it said, now then, welcome to VH, I was like, oh my God, okay. I need to.
No, it's great. I mean, because South Park did it their episode the other week, how many more do you think are in the works right now? People saying this.
So many, man.
So much stuff is.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's some podcasts that are probably going to then run that through some voice version that could emulate our voices and like we would earn even part of it.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Klarna have just released a new chatbot with it built in?
Really?
With Klarna built
in? So when you're Klarna, like so the like buy now, pay later engine, they're using it for like a chat function, so I've got problems with this payment, and it's obviously just reading from a list of answers that it's already pre-generated.
Okay.
But like,
is it to make the responses more human sounding?
Yeah, because it could be like, oh, it's Rich. Oh, hi, Rich. How's it going? You've got a problem with this, and it like obviously has set things that it knows that it can answer back on certain things, but it will reword them so that it's more in line with the question that you've asked.
Yeah. Mm.
It looks amazing of like how good that has been put together.
Wow.
I think what's terrifying about it is the internet's already a hard enough place to like know what's legit and what's copyright and what's not copyright, and like how quickly, you know, just sites upon sites can now be just generated of absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
But it's disguised as real. Like, it's so... I did it for our design studio today. I said, like, our studio's name, write as the about page for our website. And it smashed it out, man. And it, you know, it wasn't a million miles away from what we actually say.
As in, you could use it, just a tiny tinkery tailor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. So I'll have to send you it, but I built a weather website based off, like, build me a website using this API to display the weather and style it with a color palette of purple.
And what does it give you? It does the code. It
generates all the HTML code that I need and then you just view it.
Wow.
Mm. And what did you put the code in to view the website?
So I just copied it out, pasted it into VS Code and then said save as .html and then preview.
And it worked. Mental. All good.
It all worked. All good. But I had like the API reference already for it to use. I've seen loads of people doing it for like write me a promotions engine for Shopify of like a plugin for that and it'll go away and come back with like, they were like, it's not 100% there, but if you know kind of what you're doing with this, you can get it to generate what you need.
Bloody hell.
What's interesting is it can't do coding, Bard.
Bard can't.
No.
No, GPT could. I don't think the Notion one could.
Okay.
But it's also going within the next month be able to do any language, so you can say to it, take the write me a story in French.
Yeah, the future's here. It's coming for us.
So yeah, I can't believe it worked. That was mental.
Do you see yourself using it in everyday life, Rich? As someone like, I know for me, as someone who's dyslexic, in writing stuff out for like, even if it's an email or writing up notes in a meeting or stuff like that, I tend to just write it all just rambling and then just go improve writing and then copy and paste it and send it to who I need to, because I'm terrible with punctuation. I'm terrible for like any of that sort of thing. So
are you
for me,
someone who uses auto-correct and auto-finish the word?
Yeah, I use Grammarly.
You use Grammarly. See, I don't use any of that.
See, I don't see the problem with it.
But yeah, Notion's kind of allowed me to do all of that kind of like, just type up that as what I'm roughly looking to say, but just like spell check and correct any of the stuff that I've done in it.
Yeah. See, there's something when I'm writing, I'm enjoying the, I mean, obviously not all the time, not everything I write I enjoy, but if I am writing something, I like the challenge of it because I know I'm quite good at it. So, you know, I don't mind all that.
See, for me, I would struggle more with, I'm less confident when it's something I can't necessarily spot problems in text. So if somebody else had wrote it and the AI had messed it up, I wouldn't know where it's messed it up. Like,
okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so for like emails and things, I keep mine like fairly straightforward and generally just how I talk anyway, because it's just most of the time people know who I am. So
yeah, and they'll understand that way of talking. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's interesting. I can't see myself using it yet, but at the same time, it is a scary prospect. Like some of the Adobe one I've seen is like insane. Like there's sketches of logos and then you click on the sketch and it gives you three vector options from that sketch. Then you can edit and it's like, whoa, chill out, mate. That's my job there, bro. But what's interesting I was reading today is that none of it can be copyrighted.
Is there actually laws in place now?
Yes. Well,
around the world, well, or?
Yes. And basically, it is because, so like none of the images that DALL-E or whatever the other one, famous one is can be copyrighted because they're not copyright only. A copyright claim on something can only be claimed by a human hand making it.
But can you not just say you made it? Is there any way to prove that AI made something?
Yeah, because it's ran through an AI did make it. Like, you know, like if Coca-Cola used it in advert and then Nike used it and Coca-Cola tried to sue them, they're like, well...
I know, but what if just, like, just for the first off, I mean, if I'm getting an image made by AI, can I pass it off as I made it? It's mine. No. I'll take on the copyright and the responsibility. Who's going to know that a computer made this?
Because you can... Cause you,
reverse Google image search, and it will it pop up on the DALL-E server?
Yeah, because it has, like, a unique barcode to it somehow. I don't really understand it, but it has like a serial code to it.
I suppose then you could use it for either inspiration or a skeleton, you know, sort of the ball bearings of a drawing.
I think for like CG artists and visualizations, people I'd be worried because like for mood boarding and things of like, I want to sort of like create a scene that's got cool purple chairs and you just churn 150 cool purple chairs out and then...
Yeah.
In a room that looks like this.
And that is the same as someone would have just sat for 4 or 5 hours doing that.
Yeah. In Photoshop. And you know, where for like really crafted thought, like what's interesting, I think, especially like in my type of design work, the money you're paying is not necessarily a lot for the end product, like the physical thing. It is for the reasoning and the science behind why it looks like that. It's not just... generate me loads of different logo options. It's like, but why is that logo option right for your company? What background research into you and listen to your conversation and like who you are as a person that's driven me to design that? Like, I think that's the reason I think it's like fairly surface level. It still blows. It's still amazing.
There's a hell of a lot of businesses that still want that option. And that's now going to be an even cheaper option.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's I can't believe there is an option that's a downgrade from Fiverr. But it is
that. You can literally just type it in, make me a logo, done.
Yeah. And you know, for like Dave's Plumbing or whatever, he's going to get a sick logo that he's well happy with.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Or, you know, class text on his website that he thinks pucker, but he generated it by Bard. Bard did it.
So Bard can make images at the moment as well. It's not just text.
No, it's just text.
Over soon. Okay.
Yeah, but that is it. That's going to be the platform for it all to grow off.
Lovely. Yeah. Awesome, man. I bloody love it. Bit of AI. Get in.
I freaking love it, man.
It took our jobs.
Yeah, but yeah, I can't believe South Park did one. I think that's amazing.
It is.
I wonder how hard they had to work it, though.
I don't know. I mean, in the episode, they show Stan typing out the brief on his phone, saying, tell me a story about a boy in this town called South Park and all this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Or did they just keep doing per scene? This is what happens in this scene. One day, I'm sure, get a bit behind the scenes on that. Well, boys. As the AI did predict, we will be having a bit of... Have you seen it? There is no quiz. We've already done enough quizzes
for today. Three quizzes deep.
But I have got a couple of news stories from this week that I thought...
The iPhone 13.
Can you name the new iPhone 13? Terry. I could have done them as news helps, but I know how much we love them. You can choose the title. For which one you want first, okay? We've got Ye Olde Poop, Finding Your Feet, Crowded Space, and Mama Meatball.
Crowded Space.
Okay, Crowded Space. Up in the sky, we've got satellites, yeah? Loads of them. Currently, SpaceX, you know, the old SpaceX?
Yeah.
They've got them Starlink. I think we mentioned them a couple of weeks ago on the pod from that cruise. Starlink's satellites are up there now. They currently make up half of all active satellites that are in Earth's orbit. Last month, they launched 21, another 51 this week. There's currently 3,660 of these things up there. That's a lot, man. It's a lot going on.
It is a lot.
They're constantly navigating out of each other's way. I don't know if you knew that. They can proper, like, move and dodge.
No.
Yep. There are no... Or so far, there's no international regulations on how many satellites there can be in orbit. So literally, I think Elon's like, fucking, let's make the most of it. Let's literally get as many as we can up there. So watch this space. Any thoughts?
Elon.
Have you got any opinions on taking over orbit? What if one day you want to put something up there and there's no room?
I think it's fine, man. Leave it to Elon. Yeah.
If he starts dishing it out for free, like the entire world's now got free Wi-Fi, that'll be all right.
Yeah.
Right. Gives another. Choose another title.
Go on,
Spin
LB.
The tombola.
Gives the meatball.
Mama meatball. A meatball has been made from the recreated flesh of the long extinct woolly mammoth. It's part of a project to demonstrate potential of growing flesh from cells.
Really?
So. Yeah, so there's a Professor Wolf Tang and his team took the DNA sequence for mammoth myoglobin, which is a key muscle protein, and that's like the bit that gives meat its flavour. They filled in the gaps using DNA from an elephant, which is a bit questionable.
Filled in the gaps?
Because what percentage of elephant exactly is it they've used? And has Dr. Wolf Tang got a little taste for Nelly? Does he like a bit of trunk in his Sunday roast?
Mate, has he been watching Jurassic Park, filling in the gaps? He told him this, Mr. DNA.
Despite the work which has gone into it, though, nobody has had the honour of being the first person to eat the mammoth meatball. Basically, they've got no idea how our immune system would react when they eat it, so they need to find someone who's willing. I reckon if they put an advert up on Gumtree or whatever.
Yeah, meatball.
Facebook competition, mammoth meatballs. But with this cell thing, obviously you've heard of lab-grown meat. It is a thing. You can take cells from a cow or whatever. So there's a company in 2018 used DNA from an extinct mastodon, you know, like the Jurassic Park dinosaurs. Like they're like elephants, weren't they? And they made gummy bears out of its gelatin. So prehistoric jelly bears. There's also a current chicken product. The only company in the world that sells lab-grown meat. It's in Singapore, and it's called Good Meat. And basically, I went onto their website. It was very fancy, and it's one of them, as you scroll down, the story sort of lifts onto...
That bit of parallax in.
Yeah,
is that what it is? Parallax, oof. I do like that. But I was going through, scrolling, and the story's revealing itself. They grow cells from the tasty parts of the animals. So, like, they'll get... You know, from a leg, they'll choose whatever the cells are there. They grow it in a big vat, like it's, you know, like what you'd have grow meth in or beer or something, a huge big metal vat. And they still give it amino acids, fats, vitamins, and it grows into meat, the same stuff, obviously with no liveness to it. There's no heartbeat. It's just meat's growing. And they use 3D printed shapes of a leg and it'll grow over the leg so that it's leg shaped. And you can currently buy this, yeah. But basically they're saying there's no money wasted on feathers, bones, it doesn't have to eat, and you get your meat. So I'd give it a go. It's a strange one. Obviously, it is real meat, really, at the end of the day. But one day, boys.
One day indeed.
Nip to Singapore, have a little munch. Back in time for ye olde poop. I'm choosing the next one.
Okay.
Right, do you remember, I think, was it last week we did a beaver quiz and I told you that beavers are coprophagous. Do you remember what that meant?
Right, okay.
It meant they eat their own shit.
All right, yeah.
I recall.
So what do you reckon a coprolite is?
Drinks its own piss?
Nah. Coprolite is a poo, basically. So a coprolite, like a poo... fossil, let's say. A coprolite unearthed by York Archaeological Trust during an excavation. Not just any old coprolite. This large paleo feces belonged to a Viking. They've traced it back to the 9th century. And not only is this amazing, it's also world record breaking. Measuring 20 centimetres long, 5 centimetres wide, it is the largest turd on record. Human turd. It's predominantly made of meat and bread. And it's described as moist and peaty. Okay. Dr. Andrew Jones was blown away by the size and importance of the poo currently on show at the Jorvik Viking Centre. Dr. Jones says, this is the most exciting piece of excrement I've ever seen. In its own way, it's as irreplaceable as the crown jewels. He needs to sort himself out. Gillian McKeith's been up there. She's Gillian McKeith's like, oh yeah, mate. Awesome poo. After surviving centuries, even millennia, as a whole 20 centimeter long part, it disastrously split into three pieces in 2003. During a school trip, a teacher reportedly knocked the poo's display by accident, sending it crashing down to the floor. But yeah, they put it back together. They stuck it back together. Big jobbies. There was a bit of poo last week, a little bit more this week. You had any big ones lately, boys?
No.
That was AI asking that.
No. <Not really. laughs> It's all right, is it?
Have you had any?
One final thing, just so everyone stays in the loop with what's happening in the world. Finding your feet. Beachgoers were left horrified after stumbling onto a shoe that had washed up on the beach, and it still had a foot inside it. The rest of the body was nowhere to be seen. One resident said, "It's very unsettling for the community. We've got lots of old ladies who live beside us, and we're quite worried. What's next?" Another person worried for the youngsters, who could have found themselves face to face with a foot, adding, "We bring our kids down here. You're not sure if you're going to find the other one." Well, you ever found anything at the beach? What?
They would have been face to foot with a foot.
Not face to face with a foot.
Yeah.
Face to foot. Great journalism. What sort of things have you had wash up on the beach? You ever been much for going like crabbing, shelling?
Not really.
Are you a shoes off on the beach kind of guy?
If I'm going red car, then no. If I'm, you know, skipping across the beach of Thailand, maybe I'll take my socks off. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like...
Oh, yeah. LB, you've got those special shoes, haven't you?
What, me?
For going in the little rivers and stuff. Is that them, yeah?
What, me clogs?
Your underwater clogs?
Yeah.
Well, boys, it was predicted by the almighty AI. They wanted to know what we'd seen. I've not seen Succession, but I have seen. Have you seen it?
Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
Loads of movies this week. I've seen a lot.
Have you?
Well, I've got five movies that I can tell you about. I'll say the movie, I'll give it a score, and then if you want to know anything else about them, you can ask me. Okay? What a great way to do it.
Go for it.
Cocaine Bear, 8 out of 10. American Maid, 5 out of 10. Megan.
That's Tommy Cruise.
It is, yes, it is. Megan, with a 3 instead of an E, 8 out of 10. Knock at the Cabin, 7 out of 10. And A Time to Kill, 8.5 out of 10. Maybe 9. 8.5.
A Time to Kill.
Yes. Now, I'm sure, well, I would have hoped you've seen this, Rich, because it is a courtroom drama.
Oh, yeah, I have seen A Time to Kill. The name did ring a little ding-a-ding bell in my brain, yeah.
It's McConaughey and Samuel L. Jackson and Bullock as well.
Yeah, bollocks in it, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that last night. It was really good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was not expecting whatever it was. It ended up being a Ku Klux Klan movie. Was it Ku Klux Klan, not Ku Klux?
Yeah.
Fucking knobheads, whatever they are. Yeah. And so the others. Megan, it was really good. I enjoyed that. It wasn't very horror. It was just a bit freaky AI computers, that sort of thing.
Freaky deaky, okay.
Yeah. And Knock at the Cabin, again, you know what Shyamalan's like.
Yeah.
It was all right. They're always worth a watch. But at the end of the day, there was not a really good twist. It wasn't a big one. My problem with American Maid was Cruise. I liked the movie.
Okay.
Cruise isn't that sort of guy. Some badass drug smuggler. It just didn't fit for me.
Yeah. Good couple of good scenes, I thought. It was
Yeah, right, no, there was some good stuff in it. So, I'll quickly just say Cocaine Bear.
Oh.
Bloody brilliant. It was good. It was just fun. I don't usually watch that sort of movie, but oh yes. Good laugh. LB.
Nice. I've watched. I'm up to date with Mando still, and I'm at episode 2 of The Last of Us. So I'm on episode 3 this evening.
Oh.
That's about it on the washing. Yeah.
Rishi boy.
So I've not really watched a lot at all until last night, and I'm in that phase of I can't fucking sleep.
Oh.
And what can I get to watch? And I'm going to say about 6 months ago, maybe a little bit longer. LB says he's been watching this series. He put us on it, and he tells me about it, and it was absolutely plaggy as fuck, but I watched the whole thing. Was that Reacher?
Right. Oh, yeah.
You remember Reacher? Yeah.
I remember saying it was plaggy as, but yeah, it was an easy watch.
So, mate, I'm scrolling old Netflix last night, and there's a dude on the little square, and it looked very Reacher. And I was like, this will get me to sleep in minutes, man. And this program is called The Night Agent.
Are you watching these on your like iPad or phone or something?
Yeah, yeah.
In bed.
Laid like this with my iPad. Yeah. It's called The Night Agent. It's in the number one in the top 10 suggested Netflix carousel. It's got a very Reacher cover. I watched 4 episodes last night.
Oh, it's good, is it?
No,
it's really absolute shit. I just couldn't fall asleep.
It's exactly that Reacher level, LB. Like, it's hard to explain. Like, it's plaggy, but it's got enough that you're just like, oh, okay, next one. I'm in no fit state to be watching anything. I couldn't have watched the McConaughey. Do you know what I mean?
Nah.
But, mate.
What's it called again? The Night.
The Night Agent.
Agent. Yeah, I'll give it a miss.
And the dude in it, he looks like 10 years old on a dead muscly man's body. He's got
not
really
seen him in anything else, no.
Head. No. Gabriel Basso is the main guy.
Basso.
Apparently he was in Super 8. I imagine probably one of those kids. But anyway, yeah. Mm. If you ever fancy a Reacher itch, LB, that's your show.
But that's what I'm going to, is it?
Yeah.
I'll give you a quick Beaver update for old Beaver Town.
Yeah. Yep.
Timberton. Timber.
Timberborn.
Phil. Timberborn. I was doing the Lakes one, and I nearly gave up at one point. I was like, I've done this. And I was like, you know what, though? I could do more. I could spread and do this and that there. Spent ages building a giant dam and walkway out right into the middle of one of the lakes, and then realised, there's no way I can actually get down there. I've done it on the wrong one. It's the one that's giving out water. I can't it off or whatever. So then I thought, I'll do it up on one of the other ones as well. Spent another day sorting it all out. Really happy. This is really good. And then looked again in the corner. And I was like, why have I... And I'd sorted out districts as well. All the districts, I've mastered the game. I looked up, I was like, I'm sure I had more than that. I had about 150 of these little buggers. They all died of starvation because I was focused too much on one area.
I forgot.
I only had like 10 little guys in this new area. They didn't survive.
Flew too close to the sun again.
I did. I need them to make the game so I can have some proper challenges, but I'll be going back in anyway for another hit of the beaver. Another beaver slap.
Yeah. Awesome.
Actually, I might go and play some video games in a bit. Because that is what AI would want us to do.
Yeah, as LB said, not been doing much, just playing video games.
Right.
That's why I've been watching no movies.
That's it. I'll say goodbye again from our real podcast this time. That's it, podcast ends here. It can all wait till next time. Our website's vhbbb.com. Our guest today, our show was co-written by Bender. Yeah, what's it called?
Bard.
Bard by Google. Do. Subscribe, comment, blah, 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 blah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.